Positive rotation. Ignition.
Welcome to Roll Call, a 126th Air Refueling Wing podcast of the Illinois Air National Guard at Scott Air Force Base. I'm your host, Senior Master Sergeant Brian Ellison, the Roll Call podcast, focused on people, mission, and community. Coming up, Lieutenant Colonel Chaplain Peter Landers, the 126th Air Refueling Wing Chaplain. He talks to us via Zoom from McMurdo Station, Antarctica. This is part one of our two-part conversation. He'll tell us about the mission there, the number of outdoor activities they do that might surprise you, and how he spent his time celebrating Christmas, plus the burning question people have been asking me all around the wing, is he doing lattes with Landers? A lot of people, when they found out that I was going to be interviewing Chaplain Landers, they're like, is he doing lattes with Landers? Well, he'll answer that coming up on this week's podcast. We'll have part two out next week. The 126th Military and Family Readiness is hosting a pre-deployment financial brief February 19th. To schedule that, call 618-222-5734. A personal financial counselor can help you with personal budgeting, investments, major purchases, debt management strategies, TSP. They can even help you with benefits of a career move. I went to one a couple years ago, and it was just nice to have a separate set of eyes on your finances. And one is available to you for free. Jessica Polsander, you can call her 618-256-256. 8666. She has an email. I'll put her email in the show notes. Joining us from the bottom of the world in Antarctica, 126th Air Refueling Wing Chaplain, Lieutenant Colonel Peter Landers. Sir, good to see you. How are you?
I am doing well. Excited to be with you here in Antarctica. It's a nice 20 degrees outside. And I am happy and doing well. Bright, sunny Antarctica.
Very excited to see you. I see you. You're growing a mustache. I'm sure just to keep yourself warm.
Yeah, of course. Any little bit of hair out here, I can. I've never really had a full mustache, so I thought I'd let it grow in. Now, when I get home, the wife might, immediately say, shave it. Maybe I'll keep it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what she thinks about it. But I thought I'd try it out.
So one thing you have to know about Chaplain Landers that I learned when we were together in Gulfport is that the man loves his food. So I got to ask you first off, sir, how's the food down there?
Well, surprisingly enough, it was funny because before I came here from Christchurch, I kept, unfortunately, overeating. Because I kept thinking, everybody's saying, oh, it's going to be bad food down there. The food here has been amazing. So down here, it's buffet style, which is bad for me. I tell you what, so you go in and they have everything on buffets. They normally have vegetables. They always have hot dogs and egg rolls. They always have pizza, and the pizza's pretty good. The pizza's not bad.
Yum.
They have juices that they have for you, orange juice, cranberry juice, vitamin water, which is great. Now, sodas and things like that, you have to buy from the store, but juices and stuff they provide. And of course, they provide some of the cleanest water because it's Antarctica. They pull the water from the ocean and they reverse osmosis it. So we have the cleanest water. And so they provide water. And then like yesterday, we had burgers. So we had, I had a double cheeseburger, which is pretty good.
Yum.
We have ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Now, tomatoes and onions and stuff like that. Fresh vegetables and fresh fruits are, they're rare. So when we do have it, everybody stocks up. Everybody gets a clam tray and they take it back because we don't get that as often because everything has to come in from the plane. And so since they spoil faster, most stuff, unfortunately, is more processed foods, but the food service here, Erin, has been awesome for our services. She provides us with, grape juice and the freshest bread. They make all their bread fresh daily. And the bread out here, their sourdough is addictive. Okay. So I have to be careful because the desserts and so yeah, food out here has been amazing and I have no complaints.
So you said the vegetables don't come in a lot and they don't sell soda. Is there, or they don't have a lot of soda. Is there a reason? How does stuff come into Antarctica? Is that because
So as part of our mission with the SFA is that we bring everything. And so we bring lots of fuel, we bring a lot of food, we bring all the supplies. And so that's one of the big things that we do. So anything that comes in, of course, is coming in on a plane. So it's not like you can go to the local supermarket, right? We were
right.
laughing because there was a chili contest. And I was like, what am I going to do? Go over here and go to the supermarket and pick up items? No, everything has to be brought in by either the Kiwi, which is New Zealand's planes, or RLC 130H models. We still have the navigators, so the navigators are happy, at least for now, out here.
That's
And so they
fantastic.
bring in all the food.
Okay, how often do planes come in?
So we normally have. I mean, it just depends on some weeks, but we try to get like five or more sometimes a week,
Oh,
right?
wow.
It just depends on the weather. The weather is a huge determination of how often they come in. As I didn't get down here until 11 days, which was a long time because the weather was so bad. And so some weeks we don't have much of anything, and then other weeks we're doing them one a day. Or more, sometimes two a day. It just depends on when the weather's good, they take advantage of it.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. So does a lot of weather come in and out of there, or do you guys see a lot of weather, bad weather come through?
So a lot of it is we have this mysterious fog that I would call it. We have Mount Erebus, which is an active volcano.
Oh,
And a
wow.
lot of times the fog, yeah, it's always seems to be in this clouds and fog. And so what happens is this fog just covers the runway and you can't see nothing. And for the pilots, it's kind of scary. They kind of got traumatized the other day because they couldn't land and they had to wait for it to blow out because you can't see nothing and visibility becomes almost impossible. And so when that clears out and they can see, they land. And plus the wind is unpredictable. The wind out here is very strong. And so all of a sudden it'll be a calm day, and then a few minutes later that fog will mysteriously come in and the winds will pick up really strong, and then flights all of a sudden are canceled. And it becomes we have the critical one, two, three, and they'll up the critical to three, and then all of a sudden no one's going anywhere.
They can't go outside, you mean?
Well, we can go outside, but as far as the planes aren't going in, the planes
Oh.
are grounded, and we're not. Most of the time, we still are able to drive or we can go out. There are times, like in some critical times, which it hasn't been since I've been here, that they might ground everybody. But for the most part, in the summertime, we have between 20 to 30 degrees, which down here, I mean, that's heat wave.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you just have those couple months of summer. And then I think in February, it starts getting really cold once again. But right now, it's actually beautiful. It's sunlight all the time, except for when that mysterious, eerie fog cloud comes in. One time it came in, it looked like it was sparkles because it came in and you had all the different little snowflakes in it. And it was kind of magical. But yeah, that stuff sneaks in all the time. It's kind of unpredictable sometimes.
Wow. So how was your Christmas? How did you spend it? Did you, I'm sure you ministered to folks and had a Christmas mass or what have you?
Yeah, Christmas was phenomenal. So we have Chapel of the Snows, and we did a communion and carols Christmas service. And it was packed out, standing only. All the seats were filled, and people were standing in back. And we sang carols together, and we ate communion. And the bread here is phenomenal. They call it the galley, but we go to the galley, and food service makes all their own fresh bread. And so we had fresh bread for communion, and we had the juice, and it was a very good hit. I had decorated it with the Seabees. So we have Navy out here as well, and the
Oh, okay.
Seabees have been awesome helping. And so some of the Seabees came and helped me decorate the chapel. We set up a Christmas tree. We put Christmas lights. We set up little manger scenes. I put up two big TVs in front, and we put in different PowerPoint. I had some Christmas PowerPoint displays that were all animated, and it was phenomenal. And then afterwards, we had the Christmas food, as I was telling you about. We had lobster, we had crab. All of our team came together. We have a lot of the New York Guard out here. We all came
Oh, sure.
together and we ate together. And then we had a scuba party.
A
So,
what?
what is that? Well,
Yeah.
scuba is where everybody drops off the stuff they don't want when they're leaving or when they don't want it.
Okay.
So, each of our team went up to the scuba and we picked out items. I picked out some old shoes, a weight belt, some cans of olives, and it was just funny because we wrapped them up and then we handed them out and we were all looking at them. I had a thing of potatoes, but what I didn't realize, and this was ground potatoes, dry potatoes, but I didn't realize it was in a Ziploc bag, so it was already open that someone had already used, and we had a big laugh. Also, as well, there was a gingerbread contest.
Oh,
And in
okay.
the gingerbread contest, yeah, me and the senior enlisted leader here, Sergeant Weaver, we were in this contest together with some Kiwis, which is some New Zealand air maintainers and pilots and stuff. And so we went together. There were seven of us, and we made they call it a hogland. Which is, and I might even said that wrong, but it's these little box looking things with the tank tracks on them.
Oh,
And
sure.
we won the contest.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we won the contest, and our prize was we got to drive snowmobiles to Mount Erebus. It's called Room with a View. And we got to be up there on top of the hill with the snowmobiles, and we got to see out there. And all the beauty. You saw the ocean in the distance, and oh, it's just kind of magical. It's hard to describe all the different colors of white, right? There's the light blue and then the darks and the whites. I mean, really, there's not a whole lot of color except for whites. But it is kind of magical, all the different layers and colors of white that is out here. And so, yeah, Christmas was beyond my expectations, and we had an awesome time.
That's fantastic. When did you do the snowmobiles?
So actually, we won the contest, and we went. What is today? That's the thing about out here is it's hard to tell time because it's always 24 hours a day, and we're in a different time than you guys.
Oh, yeah,
Like
you're
today,
different.
it is Friday. Yeah, today it's Friday at 9 a.m. And
Holy cow.
so,
And we're recording this
yeah.
for everybody who's just gonna be watching this on the podcast. It is 2:07, January 8th. That's Thursday, and it is 9 p.m. or 9 a.m. Friday morning in Antarctica. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And so we went, let's see, 2 days ago, which was what today,
Wednesday?
Friday, Thursday. So Wednesday, we went in the evening and we went at 6 o'clock at night, but you wouldn't know it was 6 o'clock at night
Right.
because we had to wear sunglasses. It was so bright.
Holy
And
cow.
so, yeah, right? And so we went on the jet skis, which is not jet ski. I keep calling them jet skis, but they're snowmobiles. But it's
I'm
like a
sure.
jet ski. It's a ski-doo, but
Okay.
it's on snow instead of water. It's just like it though. You have the little handles, and so it's my first time driving a snowmobile. My wife already said, she said, "No, you're not getting a snowmobile," because we had recently moved to
Well,
Minnesota and
you
there's
live in
plenty of
Minnesota
snow.
now. You gotta have a
Yes.
snowmobile. Sure.
I
Yeah.
know. But she
Speaking of
already
your
said,
family,
"No, you're not getting one."
so you're speaking of your family,
So
how's
me
your
and Colonel, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us more
Yeah,
about
me
that.
and Colonel Wernersbach, who's the commander, the SFA commander here. So we're of course joint force, and so me and him went up to Mount Erebus. We drove the jet skis, not jet skis, the snowmobiles. Sorry,
Snowmobiles,
and we had a blast. We went up there and we took pictures, and. You know, the so SFA is, we're the Joint Task Force Support Forces Antarctica. So when I say SFA, that's Support
Support Force
Forces.
Antarctica. Okay.
Little tongue tied there.
Yeah.
So yes, so he's the commander. We went together. We got one snowmobile, and then we drove. We're only supposed to go 20. I'm not saying we didn't go any faster or not, because we'll get in trouble. But it was just phenomenal. We went up there actually and turned off everything. Everybody stopped talking, and we laid down on the snow, and we just, realizing we're on the bottom of the world. It was phenomenal.
Wow, that is surreal. You're on the bottom of the world, sir. You ever thought you'd be on the
I know,
bottom of the world?
literally.
Yeah.
What's funny is to go to the South Pole, they say we go north.
Really?
Yeah,
So
I don't understand all the,
where are you
but
at?
they call it north.
You go north
So
and go to
we
the
are
South Pole.
at South Antarctica.
South Antarctica. Okay. Where, what is the, are you at a
I'm not gonna.
base?
So it's McMurdo, which is the National Science Foundation. It's just like a base, but
Okay.
it's our little city. And then right next to us, we have Scott Base, which is New Zealand's little base.
Oh, okay. And do you guys interact much with the Kiwis?
Oh, all the time, because they have a small base, so they have vans, and they're what, 2 miles down the road. So they
Okay.
come over all the time. In fact, a little bit later here, probably about after we're done, we're going to be going to Scott Base to go to the store there. That's a big thing here. We have these little tiny stores. So we have the Mall of McMurdo. We joke around and call it that. But basically, it's just the size of a room, and they have, various different products. That's where you can get soda, you can get alcohol, you can get t-shirts, you can get hats.
Oh,
They have a
wow.
lot of different things that you get. Yeah. And so we'll pretend, we'll say, all right, let's go to the mall and walk around today. A lot of times we just go in there just to be in a store because, you just don't have that.
It
So if
a
you want to
lot
go
like
shopping, you can walk at the
the
mall.
BX? Is it a lot like the BX at
Yep, no
golf court?
BX.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, not like that. I mean, this is just, it's just the size of a room, and you
Oh,
go
wow.
in and they have various product, and no, it's fun to go in there and just to look around. We just look around just to look around, even though we've seen everything a million times. We're just like, hey, let's go walk the store today. It's just something to do.
That's funny. So you said it got up to the 30s there?
Yes, so actually it's kind of funny because I called my wife in Minnesota and she's like, oh yeah, it's like negative 10 today. And I'm like, well, it's 30 degrees here. So a lot of times I've been warmer than Minnesota. And so
Wow.
even one day, I think it got up to almost 40. And
Holy
all the
cow.
ice, I know, it's only this short period though,
Right.
because there's like a month or so that it gets really warm and then it freezes off again. I hear we're supposed to have another freeze coming up because our road, they call it the transition, which goes from, we're on like an island. So it goes from the rock to the ice, and it's really watery and slushy to the point they have to have this big tractor, and they call it the magic carpet ride. And there's this little mat that the vans drive up on, and then they pull them because, it gets really wavy with the snow and the water, and the vans can't make
Sure.
it through it. So the big tractor has to taxi them
Wow.
to the solid ice for the runway.
Wow. So is it as cold as you thought it was going to be?
Well, the amazing thing is how fast we adjust. So there's
Okay.
times out here, I'm burning up and I'm in shorts going outside and you don't realize it's 30 degrees because you've been used to like, it gets down to like 10 and 15 degrees. You're like, oh, it's so cold. But then when it gets up to 30 degrees, we're all out there like a heat wave. That's one of the things out here that's amazed me is how much outdoor activity we do. I mean, you're in 30 degrees. Maybe at home we'd all be inside, but not out here. It's 30 degrees and sunny. Everybody's outside. They're out hiking. They're out, walking around. They're playing softball. That's one thing that amazed me out here. We have softball teams, and everybody's outside playing softball. And there's so many outdoor activities that, I mean, that's one of the things that just kind of amazed me. Even with the weather, you adjust to it really quick.
Wow. Except for the wind, huh?
Yeah, when the wind comes in, everybody kind of goes in because
Sure.
the wind will make it cold really quick
Oof.
and it just
Yeah.
cuts right through you.
So what's the mission of Antarctica?
So, our support forces, Antarctica, is just that, is support forces. So, our mission is to support the National Science Foundation. And we have our crews, we have our maintenance teams, we have all the support personnel. And what we do is we support the Science Foundation. So everything that comes in and out, we're bringing. Okay. A big part of it is fuel. So, which is kind of cool. So I went down to the South Pole and we fill up the C-130. And of course, it's the H model. We fill it up with fuel. And then when we get to South Pole, we get this little hose. I mean, it's almost like a garden hose, but we connect it, and then we take the fuel from the plane and we fuel South Pole so they can use it for their snowmobiles and their vehicles and all of that. And so we transport, thousands of gallons of fuel. Also, as well, of course, the South Pole, there is no waste dump area. So we bring back all the waste. They put them in crates. We put them, all the trash, all the recycling, and then a lot of it we send to California, and then we have to process all of that trash. Trash out here is like a big production. I did a tour of the trash thing, and they showed us how they do everything, and it's a big deal out here because they're trying not to contaminate the environment. And so we support them. We transport all the personnel from, New Zealand, Christchurch, to Antarctica, back and forth. We do emergency med trips. So we had what was called iStock. And iStock is like the name. It sounds like we had a big music party, and sometimes people get hurt. Someone broke their ankle. And so we have to medevac them out. So what we do is we get the C-130s ready and we fly them back to Christchurch. And so we have missions going nonstop back and forth from Christchurch. We also have the Western Arctic ice shelf that we go to, which is about 3.5 hours away. And there's
Okay.
a team of scientists out there, and we bring them fuel, we bring them food, we bring them all the supplies that they need. And we try to go out there, 2 or 3 times a week. And then, of course, we go to the South Pole and bring them supplies. So we are busy nonstop bringing supplies because everything they get, has to be brought to them. I mean, there's no grocery store, there's no truck coming in, and that's why fresh vegetables and food, it has to come from Christchurch. And when we run out and the weather's bad and planes can't get in, guess what? Sometimes we have to ration on food because there's no planes coming in. And so the
Wow.
planes are a huge, crucial element to the National Science Foundation and their productivity.
Wow. So you're ministering to those folks that are at the shelf and at the South Pole and ju not just the people there at McMurdo, right?
Yeah, so ministry, we have the Chapel of the Snows, and it is open to all to come, for ministry. We have the Navy, the Seabees, which are building a wharf for the polar star that comes in. And so we hang out with the Seabees, we hang out with the scientists. I mean, it's very cool because they gave us a tour of the Crary building, and you have Antarctic krill, you have toothfish, you have these giant sea spiders and starfish. Everything out here gets gigantic for some reason. I guess because they don't have predators.
Well,
And they
okay.
have antifreeze in their blood. Yeah, they have antifreeze in their blood, which is really interesting. And that's one of the things the scientists are studying is how does this blood get antifreeze almost? And so all these different things, and the scientists love to share it. And so as a chaplain, my office is always open. And a lot of times people just walk in and say, "Hey, chaplain, you have time?" And I'll sit down, we'll have conversations, we'll talk. Unfortunately, just like any place else, There's deaths and funerals. That's where I set up streaming and I help people watch a funeral and I give grief counseling. We have about 800 people out here, around 100 military, and the rest are, a lot of nice National Science Foundation. You have all the workers, right? So you have construction teams, you have food service, you have the trash and all the firefighters. So there's so many different elements that make up this base. And so
Wow.
as a chaplain, we offer support to them. We also have, different people that come out. We had some army come out to do some inspections. And so
Okay.
we minister to the army. We have the Kiwis. We have the New Zealand, of course, Scott Base. And so they come to our services. They come in for counseling. We have people from Australia, Europe. We have NASA. There are so many different types of people and different missions out here. It's amazing. The NASA is very cool too. They have the satellites and they track the weather and they have these big, huge, satellite dishes that we went out to and they move them around and it's a very exciting mission.
That's great. Are you doing, people are asking me, are you doing lattes with Landers?
So, yes, I am doing lattes with Landers.
Okay.
Before I left, it takes about 3 months probably to get mail. So before I left, I put together a box, a package, and I had the latte machine and I stocked it with the espresso coffee. And so on Christmas Day, I did a lattes with Landers and the CBs, two of the CBs helped me. We had around 67 coffees made.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's
Yeah,
fantastic.
it was a huge hit. Yes, and they keep asking, are you doing that again? But I've been doing small amounts in the chapel. So we have a regular schedule of services, and we have, the interdenominational service, we have Jewish services, we have Latter-day Saint services, and a lot of times I'll just sit in the office and ask people if they want coffee and stuff.
That wraps up part one of my conversation with Chaplain Landers. We'll have part two of my conversation with him from Antarctica next week on the podcast. He'll tell us more about life in Antarctica, how he found out about his mission, and how he got signed up for it. He actually leaves for Antarctica on Thursday, his time. So, probably by the time this comes out, he'll be on his way home, maybe. I mean, that 19-hour difference is huge. He said we should see him at drill next weekend. Speaking of drill, coming up during Saturday and Sunday's drill, that's January 24th and 25th, there are pre-separation briefs in Building 5029 at 1400. Life can be a handful, especially during this time of year, especially, when it's cold. I mean, it hasn't been cold lately, but when it's cold and cloudy. Linda Hsu, our director of psychological health, and her therapy dog, Gator, are here to help. You can reach out to Linda and Gator through her email, lynda.hsu.1@us.af.mil. I'll put her email in the show notes. You can find all of our links on Linktree. That's linktr.ee/126ARW. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget you can also download this on your favorite podcast app. Now, if you're listening on your favorite podcast app, I would suggest watching this episode on YouTube because we've got pictures to go along with a lot of pictures to go along with this video, and got some maps too, because really try to lay out the land of Antarctica for you. And one thing that I learned about Antarctica is how to spell Antarctica. I've written it a lot over the past week or so. Thanks for listening to Roll Call, a 126th Air Refueling Wing podcast focused on people, mission, and community. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Brian Ellison.
100. Ten.